Nolte, CNN falsely claims Rashida Tlaib's refusal to retract Hamas hospital hoax has Dems divided. By John Nolte on October 20, 2023. CNN claims Democrats are divided because Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, refuses to back down from the Hamas hospital hoax, a conspiracy theory CNN gleefully spread all across the land. I don't link fake news, but what we have here is CNN going the full Humi, pretending to have nothing to do with any of this. And even today's story on Tlaib and this Democrat division, that does not exist, is full of lies. Below are the opening paragraphs. I've numbered and bolded CNN's lies. Democrats on Capitol Hill are furious over Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib's refusal to retract or add new context to her statements blaming Israel for the deadly blast that 1. Devastated a Gaza hospital, 2. Killing hundreds of people and 3. Setting off a regional backlash against the U.S. and Israel. Tlaib's initial social media posts reflected the 4 early Hamas-sourced reports out of Gaza. But those reports are 5 now at odds with initial American intelligence, which subsequently concluded that the Israel Defense Forces were not responsible for the explosion. The hospital was not devastated. The available images appear to show that it was barely even grazed, aside from broken glass and shrapnel. The Islamic terrorists, who were trying to kill innocent Jews with this rocket, appear to have hit the hospital parking lot. The reported death toll is not hundreds, it's closer to 50. It wasn't the rocket hitting a hospital parking lot that set off a regional backlash, it was the deliberate lies spread by terrorist mouthpieces, like CNN, that caused the backlash. Hamas-sourced reports out of Gaza, that CNN knew were a lie and still spread. The reports are not at odds with American intelligence, the reports are a proven lie. Watch, media repeat Hamas propaganda on hospital blast. Israel shows evidence terrorist rocket responsible. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, then spends another 1,400 words both citing the wretched, Jew-hating Tlaib's refusal to amend her CNN-approved lies about Israel bombing a Gaza hospital and killing 500. According to a source with knowledge of the complaints, some Jewish Democrats have privately complained to Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries' team about comments from Tlaib and Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, writes CNN, who initially echoed the deliberately fake corporate media reports blaming Israel for the hospital attack before posting additional context about the hospital explosion and acknowledging the U.S. intelligence assessment. But because Rashida Tlaib is and always will be Rashida Tlaib, she's refusing to tell a truth inconvenient to her Jew-hating. Her tweet is still up, still. Israel just bombed the Baptist hospital killing 500 Palestinians, doctors, children, patients, just like that. CNN says Tlaib did not return a request for comment. Well, what exactly is Tlaib supposed to say? Excuse me for believing CNN? Or I hate Jews. This lie will kill more Jews. So why would I retract it? The thing is this. If you believe CNN and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, are more disgusted with Tlaib than with a homeschooling mom who voted for Trump, you are delusional. Tlaib knows there will never be any serious consequences for her appalling lies. Democrats and their media allies will never go so far as to damage her politically. This CNN piece is a perfect example. The same CNN that treats every Trump voter like a domestic terrorist treats Tlaid and her ongoing blood libel with kid gloves. Moreover, Tlaib knows her supporters love what she's doing, representing their hate and thirst for Jewish blood. Tlaib's job is to represent her constituents. CNN's job is to feed her constituents lies to justify their bloodlust. The Democrat Party's job is to pretend to be outraged over all this while doing nothing to expel this bloodlust from the party. Democrats aren't divided. All this hand-wringing is a con to simultaneously hold on to the terrorist vote and the American Jewish vote, and CNN is here to help make that happen. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. If you enjoy the book, Amazon reviews help enormously. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.